What up, everybody? Just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported Lockdown Universe for the past 3 years. I really appreciate you. And if you've been thinking about a way to support, but you didn't have $1.99 to support for each month, that is okay. If you want to just buy me a coffee, there's an option for you to just buy me a coffee inside the description of each episode moving forward. So just highlight that, put it in your browser. You can go right there and buy me a coffee or two or three. I like coffee. Who doesn't? And I would really appreciate it. And it would keep me awake enough to make more podcasts for you guys. So I would appreciate that. And just wanted to let you know. Thanks for that. And thanks for supporting the podcast. Let's get to the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So I want to take a time travel back. You remember, the good old days back when we were going to storm Area 51 and there was a lot of media hype about that, and we were gonna find out the truth about aliens, and we were gonna get in there and see what's going on. Well, that was back, the supposed date that it was gonna happen was September 17th through the 21st, 2019. So we're coming up on 2.5 years, it's gonna be 3 years in September, and I just wanted to take a look back on that because, not just for nostalgia, but because there's new information that I have to add to the story that I just obtained yesterday. So, first of all, before we get to the new info, what was this raid on Area 51 or Storm Area 51, if you will, and was it successful, and who did it and why? So, if we go back in time, we'll look and talk about all the different titles that it had, all the different little events that occurred around it, the live stream that kind of went awry, and what the participants actually saw while they were there, and then the fallout after that as well. So, the Storm Area 51 event, or the They Can't Stop All of Us event, or the Raid on Area 51 event, was an American Facebook event and also a series of music festivals that took place around September 20th, 2019, in the desert surrounding Area 51. The United States Air Force notifies it or signifies it as the Nevada Test and Training Range. This takes up a significant portion of the southern Nevada desert. Okay, if you look at the location on the map where the Nellis Air Force Test Range is, it goes from a huge section far east Nevada in the south all the way to the California border and up into the middle southern region. Now, the Nevada test site is within this huge section. These are all federal lands. They show Rachel, Nevada, Hico, the Alamo, Armagosa Valley, and Vegas. Now, where did this whole scenario come about, right? Where did this originate and who the hell's behind it, right? So, originally, it was a Facebook event created by a dude named Matty Roberts. Young guy, actually. And it became an internet meme, and then it became a real thing. So on Facebook, what you can do, if you guys aren't familiar with this, is you can create an event on Facebook, and you can have people state their intentions of whether or not they're going to show up to this event. So they can say, yeah, I'm going to come, or yeah, I'm interested, or no, I'm not going to come, and they can just click a button. So that's pretty cool. So that's what Maddie did. He was a Bakersfield resident, I'm assuming California, and he was the moderator of a Facebook page called SHIT Posting, because I'm in shambles. So the SHIT Posting is an act of posting content online with intentional, ironic, or poor quality intentions. Okay? So he devised the idea of creating the Storm Area 51 event after watching Area 51 conspiracy theorist Bob Lazar and filmmaker Jeremy Corbell on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast on June 20th, 2019. He created the event on Facebook on June 27th, 2019. So talk about being inspired by art, and that, you know, life being inspired by art and art being inspired by life. So the event was planned to take place in Amargosa Valley from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on September 20th, 2019. So that gave people what? July, August, September, 3 months to get ready. The Facebook event wrote, or it was narrated and stated, if, quote, if we Naruto run, which Naruto is a character from Dragon Ball Z who runs with his arms behind him for speed, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens, unquote. He's referring to the unique style of Naruto's run, where they stretch their arms behind them, their head down, and their torso tilted forward. Roberts stated that the event had only received around 40 responses 3 days into the listing, but it also became unexpectedly viral. So the meme hit TikTok, hit Reddit, hit Instagram, and the Facebook page was filled with thousands of people pouring in with different statements and intentions. And the whole page became a meme, which caused Roberts to worry that he would receive a visit from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. The event received 2 million people indicating by pressing the button that they are going to this event. And they had another 1.5 million interested signatures as of August 22nd. So within 2 months, this dude got 2 million people stating they're going. So 3.5 possibly people, million, going to this event. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. And that's a lot of people to bombard a small area. Now, Area 51 is encapsulated by Nye County. That's where it's located, Nye County. And Nye County doesn't have that many people in it. And the closest, like, restaurant is the Little Alien, and that's in Rachel, Nevada. And so these places were not prepared for millions or even thousands of people showing up, and they were kind of terrified. Even rapper Lil Nas X released a music video for the young, for the planned raid, actually, which is interesting. So a lot of people knew about this. They were going to start promoting it, and it was going to be a fairly big deal. So here we have it. So now we have the federal government, who starts making statements on July 10th, right? July 10th, not too long into it. We're talking, what is that, 20 days? Maybe not even. Speaking with the Washington Post, Air Force spokeswoman Laura McAndrews stated officials were aware of this event and issued a warning stating that Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force, and we would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces, adding that the United States Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets. So, you know, basically they were putting out a threat saying, hey, you come in, we're going to blast you.
Okay? We're not going to mess around. We don't care who you are. We don't care if you're trying to make a prank video, prank joke, whatever. Any attempt to illegally access the area is highly discouraged, and the FBI also stated that they would be monitoring the situation and the number of people that would come to the event. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because if you notice that at the event, if you watched any of the live feed or any of the pictures that got released, there were only a few guards at the gate. Okay, keep that in mind. The events also prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to post two temporary flight restrictions closing the airspace above Area 51 during the days surrounding the planned raid. The Defense Visual Information Distribution Service, DVIDS, the military's public relations office, made a Twitter post on September 20th depicting military personnel and B-2 stealth bombers with the caption, "The last thing millennials will see if they attempt to raid Area 51 today." The tweet was later deleted and DVIDS issued an apology. It's funny and humorous and interesting at the same time. So what about local government? Well, in August, you know, a little bit late to the game, but in August 2019, Lincoln County officials drafted an emergency declaration and a plan to pool resources with neighboring counties, anticipating the region would receive at least 40,000 people. The county had just 184 hotel rooms, and officials expected the local cell phone network to be able to become overwhelmed with the amount of traffic that there would be there. The county sheriff stated that they started ordering in paramedics, an extra 300 paramedics, an extra 150 police officers would be brought in from all across Nevada. The town of Rachel, which is one of the closest towns to Area 51, posted caution on its website, advising attendees to be experienced in camping, hiking, and surviving harsh environment and have a vehicle that's in good shape. They advised that the town would be unable to provide sufficient food, water, or gas to visitors and expected local law enforcement to be overwhelmed. The website warned that local residents would readily protect their property, predicting that alien stock would be Fire Festival 2.0. Basically, if they were going to have a concert that was called Alien Stock, that it would basically get annihilated, right? It would, like, people would just overwhelm the town and the city, which is kind of, you know, what a lot of people thought. You got 2 million people stating they're going, and you got another 1.5 saying they want to go or they're interested. It's going to be a problem. So, business owners around Rachel, Nevada, a town of only 56 people. How do you even have a town of 56 people? That's just like a couple houses. They made preparations for visitors. Connie West, the co-owner of Little Alien, had 13 rooms. Had all 13 rooms in her inn booked and planned to open 30 acres for camping. You know, trying to make a buck, right? Everybody is. Cosmic K, the owner of the shop Aliens R Us in Boulder City, stated that even though the shop was 170 miles away from Area 51, business had increased due to fascination regarding aliens. Other businesses around the U.S.-based products and services on the event and a collection of merchandise was launched by online retailers. I'll tell you what, there were so many people posting about, you know, shirts, bracelets, hats, you name it. Shoot, I even wanted to make a store, you know, to sell some stuff. I mean, it was that big of a deal. I mean, everybody was making things. Fast food restaurant Arby's had planned to deliver food to the event. Bud Light released an alien-themed beer label, which was really cool. It was green and really cool. It promised free beer to any alien that makes it out. Oh man, it just keeps getting better and better. You know, the event was always intended to be comedic. It was never intended to be serious, but people continued to show or state that they're going to show up. So, two music festivals were announced Alien Stock in Rachel, Nevada, and Storm Area 51 Base Camp in Hico, Nevada. The local governments even feared these concerts because they were worried that, oh my God, you know, we're going to have, even if they don't want a storm Area 51, now we got all these concerts to worry about. So now there's like three locations now that they have to be concerned about, Area 51 and the two concert locations. So even though some people pulled out, they still had concerts. You know, they had a guy who was going to basically put his efforts in, Matty Roberts. He pulled out of Alien Stock 10 days before the festival and left the organizers and other booked entertainers to basically run the event. Roberts claimed the last minute departure, with $70,000 to $100,000 in sponsorship money, donations, was due to poor planning. And he, instead joined an alien themed party in Las Vegas. He didn't even stay for the raid. He didn't even go to the gates of Area 51. Come on, man. Robert's lawyers sent Connie West, who is the little alien owner, a cease and desist order regarding the use of the name. That's interesting because Alien Stock was apparently Robert's name that he came up with. But I think, you know, after a while, this thing just kind of got out of hand, and there was not a lot of control over it. So anyway, what ends up happening, right? The day of, they state, hey, we're going to post it live. It's going to be live all over the internet. I'm excited. I'm like, hell yeah, this is going to be great. I can't wait. Let's do this. I actually had to go to work that day, but I knew it would still be worth it to try to see some of the online, you know, video from it. You know, I think it would have been really cool to see. So, I pulled my stuff up and, I was watching this video, this online streamed video, and it was pretty dirty, pretty digitized, you know, because they did overload their telephone networks. I think there really wasn't that many people to overload the network. I think what happened was is that the government probably, you know, stopped the network towers from working, basically. That's my theory. But yeah, it was real grainy. So basically you could only hear folks kind of talking about it in the background, yelling, screaming, and stuff like that. But it was still pretty cool. There was a lot of people who did show up. A lot of people who were interested. They got to the gates. The gates had lights all over. They were there day and night. They talked to the security guards at the gate. But what's interesting is you never saw more than like three to maybe a max five guards at the gate. For as many people that actually did show up to the gate, which was about like 150 folks, you know, talking, but they never pressed the guards. They never tried to push past. They never tried to like get past. They never stated they were going to run past. They never, you know, were a real threat, but they did talk with these security guards. It was almost like these security guards were sent there as kind of like press, you know, press junkie, you know, conversationalists or public relations, I guess you might call it. So I found that fascinating. Nobody got into a tussle. Nobody got shot. Nobody got arrested. You'd think somebody would get arrested. Nobody got arrested. Of course, if they arrested somebody, where the hell would they pull them? They gonna pull them into Area 51? Probably not. So the best part of this entire story is that Richard Doty, Air Force Office of Special Investigations, states that he was there during the 2019 raid, during the preparations, and during and after. Now, the only question I have is that Richard Doty's like about 70, plus years old, maybe even like, you know, 72, 75. What the hell was he doing in 2019 at Area 51? Is he still on contract? Like, is he still working there? He's been doing so many Gaia episodes that I'm confused as to why he would even be allowed back there. But nonetheless, he states he was there. He states that he saw at least 1,000 troops inside the base. He said he saw hundreds of troops outside the base and that they were at every perimeter possibility for anybody trying to break in. So they not only took this seriously, they took this ultra seriously, and they were ready to shoot on sight. If anybody did some sort of ridiculous Naruto run through there and tried to get in, they were going to get blasted. He said there was no way anybody was getting in. On top of the fact that you're talking about one of the most secure locations in the United States. This place houses aliens, folks. This place has technology we don't even know about. So if you think you're going to run with your massive flesh through and into and a place that has basically MIB-style weaponry, like the Noisy Cricket and those Master Blaster guns and like every other sensor, you know, body heat, electric, anything that you can think of, brainwave sensors, before you even get to the location, you're dead wrong, man. You're dead wrong. Plus, not to even mention satellite tech, everything else that they can see above and beyond, you're not getting in. You're not getting in. Sorry to say, you ain't getting in. So, yeah, interesting fact, an interesting idea to try to pretend like you're going to raid Area 51. I think the reason, in summary, the reason people got so interested in this is because everybody wants to know. And everybody wants to, kind of say, F you, government, you're not giving us any information, so we're going to take it back for ourselves. So it was very interesting. I think people had a lot of interesting intentions here, but the fact remains is that it didn't happen, and it probably won't happen ever. So unless they just abandon it for some reason and we have, a nuclear war or something. But anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed our little trip down memory lane. I hope you liked the fact that we had an insider there while it was going down and what he saw and what they were ready for. You always have to question your sources, though. So keep an eye out. Stay vigilant. I hope you guys are taking care of your mental health, spiritual health, physical health. Following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. Locked On Universe out.